there's a difference between positivity and hope. Read Cornell West on that. You see, your presence here is about hope, not optimism or positivity in hell. Because Cornell West says optimism is taking a spectator stance, assessing things, right, analyzing things, and giving a perspective on it. He says hope comes from a place of a participator. You don't just analyze, you organize, you mobilize the candlelight. You see? So your presence here is a hope-filled presence. The thing I love about coming to Cuba is the joy of resistance and the joy of resiliency. And that joy comes in one of my favorite libations, Cuban rum. You know, so I wanna offer you guys a gift.
Oh, thank you.
Of Havana Club Especial. I got this Thursday. Thursday when I visited in the morning, one of our partners called Karibuni. You're going to probably walk past. They're just around the corner from House of Africa, because I went from there to House of Africa. And there was a young man there who was part of another organization, and they called Cuban Currency. And I thought the Cuban currency was pesos. So they pulled me aside, Catalina, and they said, Pastor, the Cuban currency is not peso. The Cuban currency is the young people. We are the Cuban currency. I was like, oh man, I'm taking that. I'm taking that straight up back into LA, man. You know, and South Africa, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we are the currency. Because the currency, it's controlled by the West. Have you noticed that? Right? Regardless of the size of Western countries, their currency is stronger than the majority of the people in the world. That's BS. See, that's crazy. So these young people, where y'all gonna be walking by, flipped the script on them and said, no, we are the currency. So you can have your trade and your currency, dollars, rand, you know, euro, you know, whatever money the dead presidents are on, and the king and the queen's on, right? Yeah. So I want to present this to
coordinator.
Okay, is it a coordinator?
Yeah. Coordinator?
Somebody to take a picture of it.
Yeah.
You know, so that we can memorialize this. Who's going to take a picture? So I give this to you because you know we've had some wonderful time together, and I shared with him the three R's in this world, right? The first R is resiliency. The second R is resistance. Third R is reimagination. All right. Sometimes we, as progressives who are in the forefront of movement building, right, we zoom in a lot on resistance, which we must, but we forget resiliency and reimagination, which is, you see the sandwich, right? And the resiliency is just enjoy yourself, just have fun while you're here. You're gonna learn a lot. This morning I heard the sister talking to y'all. I said, man, I was trying to take some notes, you know what I'm saying? That's a given, because the program that Witness for Peace planned for you is a program for conscientization and for upliftment. So don't worry about that. Just receive that, but care for yourself. You gotta take a nap, take a nap. You gotta get some rum, get some rum. You know what I'm saying? Resiliency, right? Right? You know? Outside the center, that's right. Outside the center. And then the resiliency part is your self-care. I can't emphasize that enough. Audre Lorde, it's not self-indulgence, it's self-preservation, right? And that's an act of revolution, by the way. And then reimagination, you know, just begin to think about how do we reimagine a world beyond a blockade, a world beyond, you know, celebrating sovereignty by getting Guantanamo back, a world beyond getting Cuba off of that list of state sponsors. Just begin to reimagine what will that world look like and act accordingly. You see? So I offer this to you. You know, don't drink it here, even though I had a couple of sips in my room. Don't tell the pastor. But just care for yourself as Cuba will care for you, and collectively by building global solidarity, you know, we will continue to fight for the end of this occupation, you know, and other occupations around the world. All right.
Can we give a quick chant that I learned from South African
actors? Okay. Okay.
So I would say, Mayibuye I Africa, and you would say I Africa, Mayibuye.
Yes.
So can we do that one?
Yes. Would
you like to lead us on?
Mayibuye Africa.
I Africa, Mayibuye.
Okay. So Nelson Mandela used that one a lot. In addition to Amandla, right? Amandla is power, awareness to the people, right? And Mayibuye is really an affirmation, right, of all the people, you know, of Africa coming together. We talked about Pan-Africanism this morning in a Pan-African way for our collective liberation around it. So, Mayibuye Africa.
Africa, Mayibuye.
Yeah. Enjoy, y'all. Have a great time.
Thank you.
You all are in my hearts and my prayers.
Our